And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, not ashamed at his return. Not ashamed at the return of Jesus Christ. Plus, we're going to look at the war on Christ, not on Christmas, the war on Christ 2.0. We're going to dive into why we follow when we follow, and then today's Facebook post, go for it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then, he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Wait, hold on. Thank you. Just had to get rid of that. All right. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, who, by the way, we like, no matter what he tweets, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-PRAISE, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, the Christian station. We're going to take a few seconds, take a break. You're going to get to hear SRN News. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-PRAISE, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Obama imposes sanctions on Russian officials and intelligence services in retaliation for Russia's interference in the U.S. presidential election.
The State Department has also kicked out 35 Russian diplomats from their embassy here in Washington and the consulate in San Francisco, accusing them of acting in a manner inconsistent with their diplomatic status. It has given them and their families 72 hours to leave the country.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Russia has suggested it might retaliate against American diplomats. Also at SRNnews.com, Syria and its chief ally Russia have reached a ceasefire agreement with Syria's mainstream rebel fighters. That ceasefire is set to go into effect within the hour.
Russia is seen as a key player there, and the U.S. is not.
That is Foundation for Defense of Democracy's President Clifford May. He says the U.S. role in the Middle East has been diminished because of its failure to end the fighting in Syria. The European Union has joined the outgoing U.S. administration in defending the two-state solution as the best way to achieve lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. A spokeswoman for the 28-nation bloc reiterated the EU's support for the two-state solution a day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticized Israel for continuing to build settlements. Another winter storm is heading for the northeastern United States. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic says snow accumulations of a foot or more are expected.
This storm is going to be fairly high impact, and it's going to have typical snowfall amounts you would see with a major eastern storm, anywhere from a foot to a foot and a half, along with high winds and blowing and drifting of snow.
A changeover to rain is expected to reduce snowfall totals near the East Coast. The number of police killed in the line of duty rose in 2016, driven by shootings of police around the country. This is SRN News.
A teenager rescued from China performed a bittersweet concert at Carnegie Hall earlier this month. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. At 13, Annie Zhang is known as China's youngest prisoner of conscience. When she was 10, Annie was kidnapped out of her elementary school, detained overnight, denied the right to go back to school, and put under house arrest with her father. But much has changed. Last week, she played the piano at Carnegie Hall.
Unfortunately, what should have been a completely joyous occasion was marred. Her father, veteran activist Zhang Lin, was not able to attend because the Chinese government refused to issue him a passport. Reggie Littlejohn, president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, played a key role in bringing Annie to the United States from China. She and her husband Robert have been raising Annie as their own daughter. When Annie came to the U.S., she didn't know how to play the piano, but after just 2 years, she won an international competition to perform at Carnegie Hall. Annie's father, Zhang Lin, is a pro-democracy activist in China. He says that's why he was denied a passport and why his daughter was removed from school. Littlejohn asks, what kind of government would detain a 10-year-old to punish her father and then would refuse a passport to the father to punish them both? Jing Zhang, president of Women's Rights in China, said the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of pro-democracy activists is unprecedented. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to healthcare based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses. And it's half the cost of insurance. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, 1210 AM, the Christian station here at San Diego, California. You like the way I did that? I'm going to do it 10 different ways till I figure it out. I do want to let people know this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our excellent friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. We keep it as simple as we can. We're talking about roofs. We're not talking about atomic energy. We're not talking about learning circuitry in regards to wiring for systems that will go to other planets. We're talking about your roof, and when you're dealing with your roof, you want to make sure it's safe and secure in every situation. So if you're not 100% positive, if you haven't had an inspection, if you're not sure what's going on, you need to get in touch with Excalibur Roofing. You need to call them at 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803. You can also go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's ExcaliburRoofing.com or Facebook Excalibur Roofing or Facebook and the internet Excalibur Roofing, Excalibur Roofing. I think the key here is if it's a roof, it's Excalibur Roofing. So all you got to remember, they'll take care of you. Something else I do want to bring up that our very own Susie Lopez has coordinated, and that is our Crazy Price Mall end of the year sale. CrazyPriceMall.com is normally somewhere between 30, 40, 50% off, mostly 50% off, but now it's 60% off all the rest of the services and items throughout the rest of the year. Now, I want you to understand the difference between 60% off and 50% off. On your volume knob in your car or on your computer, it goes to like 10, but with 60% off, it would be like it goes to 11. That's right. 60% off. It's just that much louder. It's that much louder. Anyway, what you want to do, go to crazyprice mall.com, take advantage of the end of the year sale. I think it is something that is very worthwhile, specifically to your pocketbook. There you go. All righty. Don't forget our KPRZ mobile app. It's free. It's good for the iPhone, good for the Android, and good for the invisible phone. Any of those things will work. Let's get into our DDD, devotional diamond of the day, called Not Ashamed at His Return. Do we have music for this one? No, we don't have music for this one. All right. Not Ashamed at His Return. So have you ever just wondered this? I'll read the passage, but before I do, have you ever just wondered, you know, the Lord comes back, all right? He comes back. It doesn't matter, you know, what your eschaton is there. I don't care if it's the rapture, the second coming, if it's your personal trumpet. He comes back. And are you, like, when he comes back, are you going to be, like, jumping for joy? Or might there be some cause for, or pause for some concern that maybe you haven't been engaging in all the things maybe the Lord wanted you to? And, boy, you know, you're thinking, I'm so happy he's here, but I wish I would have done more. Well, let's look at that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 says this, "And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming." So for those who are just thinking now, well, nobody's going to be disappointed when he returns. It's like, wait, it's not being disappointed that the Lord is returning. Don't misunderstand the passage. The passage is saying that, look, when the Lord appears, and it doesn't say in the eschaton which level this is, when the Lord appears, are you going to have confidence? I've done all I can do for the kingdom. I've given everything I have to the Lord. Or are you going to possibly shrink back from him in shame because you're not where you need to be or you haven't been doing what you need to be doing? So the first thing it says is, little children, abide in him. Now, for those that don't know what abide is, you notice it's very close to another word called abode. Abide and abode are very close. One's an I, one's an O. When you abide, you live in. When you're at an abode, it's a home. See how that's really close? So here's what I want you to get. We are supposed to abide in him, live in him, dwell in him, have him be our home, have our abode in him. We're supposed to exist in the Lord. If we live our lives as we are abiding in him, making him our home, he is our dwelling place. We live in him. As we do that, we increase that opportunity for us to be more than confident when he returns and less likely to be ashamed that we haven't done the things he wanted us to do. So living, dwelling, abiding in him is a key component for you and I. So it says, now little children, abide in him so that when he appears, again, it doesn't tell you rapture or second coming, mid-trib, post-trib, pre-trib, none of that's even talked about. When him, maybe it's you personally. When he comes, are you going to be one of those people that have confidence? Yes, I've worked. I've done it to the end. I've held my faith. I've stood firm. Or are you going to be among some people, which apparently will have a sense of shame that they really didn't do much for the kingdom and maybe should have done more or been more engaged and more active? It gives you the solution right in the passage. It says, little children, abide in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence. If you want to kind of erase that from your existence as being a concern, live in Jesus. Live in Jesus. Live for Jesus. Live all about Jesus. Make sure that that's what you're doing. Because that's what the passage tells us to do, to make our home in him constantly. Do you know if you and I spend more time making Jesus our true home inside our heart, so to speak, we would be less attached to the world and less attached to worldly things, and we'd be less likely to be doing stupid things when he returns. It's that, I know you say, well, that seems overly simplified. That's what's great about the Apostle John. Never made it overly complex, just told it the way it is. You got to live in the Lord. Here's an apostle that hung out with Jesus, remember, Peter, James, John, all the way through to the book of Revelation on the island of Patmos. Just think, all that time, all that period with Jesus, the longest living apostle. And he's telling you, you know what you got to do? Well, what's that, Apostle John? You got to live in Jesus. Well, that seems rather simple. Yeah, but do it. Well, what about all these other squirrely things I'm supposed to do? Why don't you live in Jesus and watch all those other things come together? Not from a legalistic point of view, but from a natural flow of your communion with the Lord. That's what he's telling us. Let's abide in the Lord Jesus. I know it's, you know, it seems, well, that seems so strange. Oh, no stranger than Jesus saying, if you don't eat my body, if you don't eat this body, you're not going to be a part of me. It's like, it's no weirder than that. It's all the same. He wants us to be so connected to him, so in touch with him. His sacrifice is so specific and so efficient that if we don't abide in him, we're not taking advantage of that which God has given us. It's almost as though we're hungry people and God goes, here's a hamburger. And we're like, no, I'm going to wait for some other kind of food. Like, no, here's a hamburger. It's like, there it is. Eat it. Get the nourishment. We need to abide in the Lord Jesus. Live in the Lord Jesus. Don't tell me, oh, there's too much stuff going on or I'm too distracted. Because there are many people that are so focused on everything else and not the Lord that they are engaging in all other activities except kingdom activities. And yet you go back to Matthew 6:33 where it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then everything else will be added. We don't need to be scurrying about. We don't need to be fake busy. We need to live in Jesus. And then when he comes, dance the dance of dances. Yeah? That's cooler than having any concern about being ashamed. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
We are God's heirs and ambassadors, sharing his love in the world.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Amy writes, when I first made the acquaintance of a new friend from abroad, I noticed his posh English accent and that he wore a ring on his little finger. Later, I learned that this wasn't just jewelry. It revealed his family's history through the family crest engraved on it. It was a bit like a signet ring, perhaps like the one in Haggai. In this short Old Testament book, the prophet Haggai calls for the people of God to restart the rebuilding of the temple. They had been exiled and had now returned to their homeland and begun rebuilding, but enemy opposition to their project had stalled them. Haggai's message includes God's promise to Zerubbabel, Judah's leader, that he had been chosen and set apart as their leader, like a signet ring. Amy continues, in ancient times a signet ring was used as a means of identification. Instead of signing their name, people would press their ring into hot wax or soft clay to make their mark. As God's children, we too make a mark on the world as we spread the gospel, share his grace through loving our neighbors, and work to end oppression. Each of us has our own unique stamp that reveals how we're created in God's image and expresses our particular mix of gifts, passions, and wisdom. It's our call and privilege to act as the signet ring in God's world. You can access the daily devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. The Jewish festival of Hanukkah is now underway, its first night coinciding with Christmas for the first time in many years. This is the Festival of Lights, commemorating the recapture of the temple by Jewish forces led by the Maccabees about 160 years before the birth of Christ. Our Jewish neighbors celebrate Hanukkah as the cleansing and rededication of the temple in Jerusalem, and they remember the miracle of the menorah lights and the temple burning for 8 days, even though there was sufficient oil only for 1 day. Hanukkah is a significant Jewish holiday in the United States and increasingly around the world. It is a celebration of Jewish identity and religious liberty, commemorated with gifts and special foods and the gathering of families. Of course, it also includes the lighting of the candle each night, and its symbol is the menorah with 9 lights. Let us all wish our Jewish friends and neighbors a very happy Hanukkah. I'm Albert Moeller.
Learn more at townhallreview.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego. Got a couple things to tell you. First and foremost, this segment brought to you by my very good friend, Sam Rasool. Sam's one of the top real estate agents in the country. Makes that cool. I mean, that's just fantastic. But he's a gentleman who was born a Muslim and became a Christian. It's an outstanding testimony that he loves to share. And we encourage you to get in touch with him and ask him to share it with your Bible study, your group, your church, anything. From 5 to 25,000, he is prepared to share that. He often gives away books. He wrote a book about his testimony. He'll give those away, but probably if it's not a church of 25,000. I don't think he's got that many books to give away. Here is the other thing I do want you to know. If you're somebody who's selling your house and you're thinking, oh, it's too late. Like he was telling me, never too late. And there's going to be different laws that do take effect. And some things are going to get, you know, a little more interesting financially. This is an excellent time, according to Sam, to sell your house. But he doesn't want you just to put the numbers into an algorithm and think you've come up with all the solutions in the world. He wants to come and meet you. He'll use the comparables, but he'll also use blood, sweat, and tears and tender love and care and see what you put into the house and make sure that all the factors are involved in establishing a cost. And then he presents it to you. And if you decide that's great and I love it and you want to work with him, fantastic. But if, after that, if you decide, you know, I'm not that comfortable, he doesn't have you sign anything. He requires nothing from you. He gives you the number, walks away. He wants the opportunity to earn the business. He's looking for 1% of trust in order to earn the other 99%. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. ThinkSam.com. All right. The other thing I do want to tell you, Talking Bibles campaign, we're trying to push it. The last couple of days, we're just like, come on, come on, help, help, help. And yes, that's what we're doing. When somebody does an appeal and they say they're not doing that, well, that's not the truth. We actually are looking to have more Bibles go to the people that are in the refugee camps in the Sudan. We're looking for more Bibles to send there. And these are not printed Bibles. These are recorded Bibles in their languages, which are coordinated by a little solar panel on the back of each little Bible. And it reads it in their different languages, and they can go to any chapter or any verse, and they can set the volume up to have as many as 50 people hear it. And here's the bottom line. A lot of these people who are in these camps don't read, but they speak their language. Well, these Bibles are in their language, the spoken word. We encourage you to check it out at talkingbibles.org. $70 will send 2 Bibles. $35 will send 1 Bible. Self-sustaining Bible that, by the way, it has its own powering system because it's solar. I'm not kidding. They're really cool. They're just like the size of a passport. It's really cool. Talkingbibles.org. 855-55-BIBLE. 855-55-BIBLE. Bible. All right, let's get ready for our sound. We've got about 6 minutes to do this, and this is just something you might not be prepared for. Remember, I'm not the one that created this. Let's do the sound. What was that? War on Christmas 2.0. It's War on Christmas 2.0. Excellent job there, RoboPaul, coordinating that sound. That was very good. Let's understand what's going on. You know, the Christmas people are breathing a better sigh of relief or a, you know, better resounding Merry Christmas attitude. That's very cool. But the war against Jesus Christ has not been reduced or eliminated. 2.0, I'm giving you the strategy that's coming for 2017 from the secular progressives on what they're going to try and do. When you hear it, you're just going to go, you've got to be kidding. This is going to be the new spin. Get ready. I'm telling you right now on this show, before anybody else is telling you, war on Christ 2.0, the new argument, Jesus never existed. I am not kidding. A new article in Big Think claims that more historians and bloggers alike are questioning whether the actual man called Jesus existed. Trendy atheists like Richard Dawkins and late Christopher Hitchens also dabbled in the denial of the historical Jesus, with Dawkins asserting that it's possible to mount a serious, though not widely supported, historical case that Jesus never lived at all. His existence is highly questionable. Philip Perry from Big Think said, we don't even have information from his ages from 12 to 30. And he's also saying, withholding that, the historical record of Jesus Christ is thin. That was his comment. That's the 2.0 war. You think I'm kidding? I am not. It is the 2.0 war, not against Christmas, but against Christ himself. They're going to say Jesus never existed. This is the point in your educational process where you sit there and say to the Lord, thank you for godly men like Josh McDowell, who wrote a book called Evidence That Demands a Verdict. I have three citing sources I'm going to give you. I want to explain to you how bizarre this new attack is, just so you can understand. In law, if there's an attorney listening, call and explain to us how it would be different. Historical evidence is acceptable as testimony if it is verified in a multitude of witnesses. So, for example, Plato's work has 7 copies of Plato's work. Thereby, nobody questions whether Plato existed or not. They're just absolutely sure he existed. 7 full copies of his work, of his writing. Caesar has 10. Caesar, from 100 to 44 BC, has 10 copies of his work. Wow. Aristotle, stepping it up, 49 copies. 49 copies for it. Wow. Homer's Iliad, 643 copies. The second most documented piece of historical literature ever. New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, Revelation, 25,000 historical copies. Okay, I just want to make sure you get this, right? I want to make sure you get this. The second most popular, coming in with 653, Homer's Iliad. Woo-hoo-hoo! That's the second most verifiable historical document ever. First, New Testament, 27 books, right? 25,000. So when you hear Jesus never existed, just put up any book you want, any thought you want, any person you want, and go, is there historical evidence for this? And when they say yes, you can just say, does not match the level of the New Testament, never will. Let's see, 25,000 compared to 643. Oh! Yeah, who would win that argument? So even though they're going to come up with this, and you're going to hear this on blogs, and you're going to hear it on ABC, NBC, and CBS, you're hearing me say it right now, CNN already says this, MSNBC doesn't believe that Jesus is anything anywhere except for like a planetary gas or something. Here's the bottom line. There's more historical evidence for Jesus Christ and his existence. And it's the most amazing thing that 2,000 years ago, a man with no media continues to change the world. bigger than any media could ever dream. Interesting. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise 1210 AM, KPRZ.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
At best, the United Nations was a pipe dream. The original thought after World War II was that putting nations together in a single body would somehow prevent conflicts. In fact, the UN has been a powerless body under which conflicts have increased. The latest Security Council resolution condemning Israel for its so-called settlements, including building on historic Jewish land, is only the latest example of a corrupt body that long ago had ceded its sell-by date. The U.S. continues to push for a two-state solution to the conflict, though a state adjoining Israel would guarantee the destruction of the Jewish state, as it would most certainly be used as another terrorist base. That's what happened in Gaza. The right approach would be getting the so-called Palestinians to announce their God no longer wants them to kill or expel Jews from the region. That isn't about to happen. Israel is right to withhold money from the UN. A Trump administration should do that and more. We should withdraw from the UN and let it collapse. It's been taken over by anti-American and anti-Israel ideology. Why should we pay for that? I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Did you know that with people, as with violins, the quality of the instrument affects the sound it makes?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Thursday, December 29th.
The thickness of the wood that's used to make a violin makes a difference. The cut of the bridge, where you place the sound post in the violin. The quality of the bow also makes a difference.
Sounds like that guy knows what he's talking about. The story is told of a man who lived centuries ago in Italy who was the maker of violins. He made it a rule that no violin would ever leave his shop until it was as nearly perfect as he could make it. He used to say, "God needs violins to send his music into the world. And if my violins are defective, God's music will be spoiled. Other men will make other violins, but no man shall make a better one." That man was Antonio Stradivari, maker of what is still considered the world's finest instruments. One final thought. We also are God's instruments, created to honor God. We should live our lives without defect, so as not to spoil the music that God wants to play through us. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is an excellent way to go about that, but you better do it soon, because the weekend is coming sooner than you think. I will say this, you guys are the best audience ever. I've never had the level of encouragement that I've had. This last year, I got more emails, more letters, more people just, you know, saying one-liners, two-liners. They were just such a blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, that's an old Steve Martin joke. All right, so I appreciate that. Just want you to know, this segment brought to you by my good friend Steve Wheeler, who filled in for me on Tuesday. He's going to be joining us either early, I would say mid next week or the week after. Steve and I will work that out. He's supposed to call me on Tuesday. Here's the bottom line. Whitefield's taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth and supporting local rural pastors with education and finances and helping them so they can plant churches where no churches have ever been planted and enable them to sustain in these villages, being the first contact with some of the people that they talk to, first contact they've ever heard of Jesus Christ. First contact. Another thing that they're very committed to at Whitefields is helping these people that they encounter to have clean drinking water so they're not using cesspools as their water sources. And they help network ministers and ministries. They do all of that. I encourage you to check out whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. That's their website. Now, Whitefields comes out of the Gospel of John chapter 4. And Steve has a great explanation. In fact, when he's on, I'm going to ask him to explain it again at length, where Jesus said the fields are white. What does that mean? Doesn't mean what you think it does. Anyway, I want you to call him, 760-846-8610, if you are inclined to donate. We want you to participate with him. If not, pray for him. Whitefields Ministries taking the gospel to the world. It's like, okay, we support that. Of course we do. Absolutely. All right, we are going to get into our DDD. This is going to be a little bit of a challenge. Please don't, when you hear that, don't go, oh no. When the Lord challenges you, when you're reading the Word, if you read the Word and you go, wow, I am not even close to that. That's not a bad thing. That's the time where you stop and you go, Lord, do you see what I'm reading? I see what I'm reading. I'm not doing this. Help me do it. That's all it is. Don't make it something it's not. The Lord wants to be there with you, helping you grow. And if he corrects you, he's not correcting you to insult you or to hurt you or to make you feel belittled. He's doing it because he loves you. That's why he does it. All right. What do we got for our next DDD, Why We Follow?
I will follow you.
Wow. That's good. Where'd you find that? That's really good, RoboPaul. Just kind of track that down, huh? I like it. All right. So we're going to do it a little different than we normally do. I'm going to make a point or two, and then I'm going to get into the scripture. The scripture, by the way, will be Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26, 27, and 28. But here's something I want to talk about. Why we follow. So there's a good size argument on free will and predestination. If you are in Christian circles, your church may be a free will oriented church, and your church may be a predestination church. And there is a portion of truth that each camp seems to hold, and they feel that they are ever irreconcilable, which is not true. What's amazing about that is you'd think like something like Michigan and Ohio State is not ever, that you can't reconcile them. However, they both play football. So there is this common point, and the common point should be at the common point. So there is a portion of the free will aspect for man has to and will give an account. But to think that you can independently choose God apart from God then puts all the onus on humanity, it's a tougher nut to defend, but there are portions of it that are defendable. But sufficient to say that your involvement with God must still involve God. There's no way to escape that part. And if the Lord had not made it possible for you and I to move towards him in some capacity, if he didn't open up that door, if you're a diehard free will theologian, you would still say, well, if the Lord never created the capacity, it could never happen. I'm not telling you you have to give up your free will theory. I'm saying, in a sense, we have to recognize that the Lord is at the core. And why that's important is to understand the core of the first covenant and the second covenant. Ready? First covenant. God has a position in the covenant, and we have a position in the covenant. Guess what happened in the first covenant called the Old Testament? We failed. God didn't fail his end. We failed our end. That's what happened. So you have a New Testament, a new covenant. Man is involved in this covenant, and God is involved in this covenant. The difference between this covenant new and the covenant old is God is running one side, and God is helping man run the other side, so man can't run it by himself. Otherwise, we'd have a repeat of the first covenant. So the new covenant, God is helping on both ends, because that's the only way it can take place. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 through 28. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will place my spirit within you and cause you to follow my statutes and carefully observe my ordinances. Then you will live in the land that I gave your fathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. So before you start putting up little trophies and little banners, get a hold of truth. God says he's going to place his spirit within us and cause us to follow his statutes, to follow his ordinances, to walk the way he wants us to walk. The reason the second covenant can work is because God, who's on one side, and us, who is on the other side, and then by God becoming man and then helping our side in the new covenant, the Spirit given to us through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ enables us to follow God's covenant and to keep that covenant. Can't happen without the Spirit. You're not going to keep covenants with God by your own power and strength. That's what sin is about. But what God does is gives us, get this is so fantastic, a responsive heart. He takes the heart of stone. Did you ever feel like you had a heart of stone? I do. I hear something over and over again. I'm telling you, I think it warps out at maximum speed. I'm just sitting there thinking, "Rrr." I think I growl like my dog or something. It's like, "Rrr." And then I get harder and harder, and I get madder and madder, and I get more frustrated. Well, that's a hard heart. That's a heart of stone. Whereas when you have compassion and mercy and love for somebody, that's a heart of flesh. Well, God's going to take my heart of stone out and give me a heart of flesh. Then he's going to put his Holy Spirit in me and cause me to follow his statutes and observe his ordinances. And that way the covenant is fulfilled on his end and on our end, and we have this covenant together, because on my side of the covenant, Jesus Christ has redeemed me through righteousness, and the Holy Spirit fills me for performance and for functionality. And so now the covenant can work. Because God never fails on his side of a covenant. It's just us. When heaven and earth have a blockage, it's not God's fault. That's all you got to remember. And the Spirit within causes us to follow. You can't possibly think you're doing all those good things because you actually think you in and of yourself are good. Man is not generally good and occasionally bad. Man is sinful, rebellious against God, occasionally good. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that's the tree that was eaten, right? So guess what grows together? Good and evil. They grow together. So we need help. Well, that's what the second covenant's all about. In the second covenant, we get a new heart, and he puts his spirit within us, and we're able to follow through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ establishing this. We're able to follow and do our part and be a part of it. Get it? Got it? Keep it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob, if you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
What's your favorite Christmas memory? Maybe that's hard to answer because you have so many. Or maybe it's easy because there were so few. What if Christmas 2016 became your best Christmas memory? How? By making this the time when you finally accept God's gift of peace. That peace that only comes when you stop trying to do life all by yourself and you decide instead to trust Jesus Christ with your whole life. Jesus even said,
"Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you."
And then, of course, there's the announcement the angels made on the first Christmas. They told the shepherds that Jesus would be the source of peace for people all around the world. That includes you. With a promise like that, this might not just be your best Christmas memory. It could be your best memory, period. You can learn a lot more about the peace that comes from having a relationship with Jesus at this website, findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
We've got these wonderful car seat devices to keep a child safe in the car.
Everyone agrees that car seats protect children, but here's a thought. Dr. Karen Purvis doesn't like car seats, if, that is, you use them as a convenience.
I call it a personalized orphanage.
This, the car seat.
I'm talking That's about a high, high power, very cute, very expensive car seat. That's where the baby goes all the time, in that car seat. There's no heartbeat.
So moms and dads are carrying the car seat that's to right. the small group and leaving the baby
but
in
the
there.
Baby's that's not right. feeling their
that's
heart.
Right. That's right.
No, that's
exactly
interesting.
Right.
They don't
feel, so put your hand here uh-huh. on your chest and say, I feel really silly doing this.
Of course I do.
Yeah, of course. You feel the vibration. The child feels your warmth. He smells your scent. He knows who you are. You know, and these are huge biological development mechanisms.
Hear more about connecting with your child at FamilyMinute.org.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Time you say you love me. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things I probably should tell you that I didn't tell you that I was supposed to tell you, but I forgot to tell you, so let me tell you. Number one, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's the email. Number two, our Facebook, The David Spoon Experience, The David Spoon Experience. And then number three, we encourage you to go to hisappointment.com. If you had a tough time in your journey at some point and you can't figure out why God allowed certain things to happen, things that deal with relationship, things that deal with churches, things that deal with works, things that deal with life itself. And they've just been enormous mountains and maybe kind of given you a pause to try and figure out how to go forward in a faith. That's what the book's all about. That's why it's called His Appointment. It's actually Church Disappointment, His Appointment, but I retooled it so that it could cover as much territory as possible. And I hope it's a blessing for you. I do want to let you know if you need more info on the upcoming events that are taking place, some New Year's prayers events, different events that might be taking place, kprz.com. And I would encourage you not to forget our half-price tuition, which are going to be having that chance to renew that, coming up, I think it's this week, next week, the week after, for some of the schools that are starting back up. You still have an opportunity to get a half-price, 50% off Christian education. The very first person that I ever brought this to was my best friend, and him and his wife and their son took advantage of that opportunity. They were able to use it that first year, and their child has been at that school ever since. I know it blesses people and helps people since it helped them greatly, and that was a great blessing for me. Okay. Got that. What am I missing, Paul? Did you give everybody the lotto numbers? No, we don't have them? Okay, we'll move on. Facebook Post Music. What do you got for me, RoboPaul, on the Facebook Post Music?
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
All right, now I'm taking it that this is in tribute.
Debbie Reynolds, who passed away yesterday, unfortunately, one day after her daughter Carrie Fisher passed away. Very tragic.
Yeah.
Hearts and prayers go out to their family.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I mean, when they said that, they said when she was in the hospital, I was like, what? So, yeah, that's kind of some intense stuff. All right. So, you know, we understand that some people in Hollywood are never going to see things the way we see things. But you don't want anybody going through that. You know, you get the people that troll on the internet. They say the meanest things to everybody. I mean, I heard about, you know, some people being assaulted on an airplane because they have a different political view. You know what? If they differ and you differ, fine. But you don't have to treat them like garbage. That's not the goal. So you want somebody praying for you. Pray for them. That's the do unto others. You don't have to agree with them, but you can pray for them. Okay? All right. Let's get into our Facebook post, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now, when do you know me to do something short? Not often, unless it has to do with having enough money to pay a bill. That's different. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says this, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." Now, this is the first part, Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. It says, "Unto him be the glory." But listen to what the verse says. I want you to catch it. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine." So I'm dumb enough to ask the question that says, okay, well, he can do immeasurably, can't even be counted. He can do more than I can ask. So here's the question that I pose to myself. Well, then how much can I ask for? He can do more than we can imagine. Well, what can I imagine? In other words, if I need the Lord's help in a situation, I might pray, you know, "Lord, get me out by the skin of my teeth." But the Lord might get me out not by the skin of my teeth, but by the jacket on my back. I mean, in other words, I might limit him by how I ask. So my encouragement, I know it sounds dumb, but, you know, it can't hurt, is to go for more. I mean, if you're in a situation and you need deliverance from that situation, go for it. Well, I need to get this done in 30 days. Ask him to do it. Ask him to help you do it sooner. Because our assessment of something is not often the bottom line to something. It's just our assessment. We don't know all the nuances like God does. So when you pray, this is what I'm asking you to do. Pray more. I mean, ask for more. How much can you ask for? How much can you imagine? Go for more. Why wouldn't you ask the Lord to help you? You know, it reminds me of when Elijah told the king to shoot the arrows on the ground, and he shot three arrows, and because he shot three arrows, only defeated him, you know, so many times. It's like, you should have shot 10 arrows. It's like the attitude is that we're limiting with God so many times. The Bible says, there's a portion where the Lord says, "Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." Too many of us open our mouth in a narrow fashion, expecting to receive maybe just enough. After all, God's not obligated. Well, he's not obligated, but he may give you more. I'm not saying believe me, if you heard our show yesterday, name it and claim it is not my gig. The law of attraction, not my gig. But having a higher level of expectation when you pray, that's what Jesus taught. That's all over the Gospels. That we should have this anticipation, expectation. God is able to do more than we ask or more than we imagine. So then let's ask big. Let's imagine a lot. What's wrong with that? I remember I'll never forget this pastor. I met this pastor. It was a pastor's conference. And you know, we were talking about church visions. And I said, "Well, you know, what's the church vision?" He goes, "I want to have 100,000 people in the church." I'm like, "What are you, nuts?" I said, "How did you come up to 100,000? You know what he said? He said, "Well, I couldn't make a decision between 100 and 1,000. And I figured it really didn't matter that much. So I just told the Lord, I want to have 100,000. So he just did that. And in a sense, in with a jest, at that point, his church was at 4,500. So it's not like he didn't know what he was doing in that sense. But the idea was for him, he just surrendered it. And the Lord took it. And he did more with it than if he would have had a narrow thinking process. So now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that's at work within us. So just ask for more. Just go for it. It's okay. The Lord can say no, and you will say, okay, sir, whatever. But here's something you must think about. The Lord can say yes. Not always by the skin of your teeth. He's got plenty. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise 1210 AM KPRZ.